The request for an observer mission comes from Kofi Annan, the Joint Special Envoy for the UN and Arab League on Syria, in his briefing to the Council by video conference on Thursday. His spokesman, Ahmad Fawzi, spoke to reporters in Geneva on Friday.
At the moment, we have the advance team standing by to board planes and to get themselves on the ground as soon as possible.
Although he could not comment on the nationalities of the team members, Fawzi said the UN Department of Peacekeeping Operations has been working round the clock to find personnel for an eventual observer mission of up to 250 personnel.
And then next week, if the ceasefire holds, and we hope it will, and if it turns into a genuine cessation of hostilities and of violence of all kinds and all forms by both sides, while the advance team is working effectively on the ground, then the Council could authorize a full-fledged observer mission with all the capacities needed to support on the ground the implementation of the six-point plan.
Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari on Thursday reiterated his government's support of Mr. Annan's proposals.
We are not hiding anything. We don't have anything to hide. And this is why we were in favor of the deployment of the early team of monitors simultaneously with the entry into effect of the cessation of violence.
Meanwhile, the fragile ceasefire in Syria, which began on Thursday morning, appears to be holding. Fawzi was questioned about its efficacy.
I think that what happened yesterday was the culmination, to a certain extent, of many forces and many elements, and the actions and words of many actors, including what we call member states with influence, whether it's influence on one side or the other. So, yes, we're encouraged that we got there finally yesterday, and we hope both sides will sustain this calm, this relative calm. So let's not knock it at the moment.
Ahmad Fawzi is spokesperson for the UN Arab League Joint Special Envoy for Syria. Meanwhile, the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator reports at least 1 million Syrians are in urgent need of humanitarian aid. Valerie Amos says even as the political and military situation evolves, the immediate priority for humanitarian organizations is to obtain unhindered access, especially to people in areas which have seen heavy fighting. Deanne Penn, United Nations.